So it's just about a few minutes after 11. We have time until 12:10. What I would like to encourage everyone is to find something. I'm sure our hearts are full with gratitude and appreciation for Prabhupada. And I would like you to take the courage to come and share it with others so that we're all benefited. Hearing every devotee's appreciation for Prabhupada, how he has touched everyone in different ways, is definitely very, very relishable. So I urge you not to hide behind your realizations and not share them. So please do share. I would need one volunteer who can make sure that people who are sitting there, who come in late, somehow feel there is not enough space and they sit behind the tables where we're going to make an offering. I request all of you to please move up and have one volunteer who will guide the devotees to come sit here on this side of the table. So everyone sitting on the pew there, could you kindly move to another place? Do we have Maharaj's offering ready? Is there in the book? Okay. Okay, please everyone, I'll remind you again and again, please come and sit here. We're going to make an offering to Prabhupada Padmamataji. Not behind the table where Prabhupada's offering will be made. Please come sit here, take a room, a space here. Okay, thank you everyone. We invite His Holiness Romapad Swami, then His Grace Yadavacharya Prabhu, then His Grace Jitendra Prabhu is also here. He said you are hiding. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Before Maharaj begins, kindly put your cell phone on vibrate mode or turn it off if you don't need it. Okay? Thank you. And I'll say it again and again. Don't worry. Hare Krishna.
Interesting, it's not here. I have to go get my computer. Interesting. No? Somebody else can go, it's not printed somehow. I'm going to go get my computer, it's in my computer. No. You got to have a thumbprint to get in.
Thank you. So Maharaj's offering is mysteriously not in the book. Jitendra Prabhu, would you like to say something? So this is Jitendra Prabhu. How many of us here don't know who Jitendra Prabhu is? Sri Jiva, for you. Jitendra Prabhu has been here with Kishore Kishori since 1972. And he has imbibed the whole spirit of bhakti as simple service to Prabhupada in such a way that we were all enjoying Janmashtami last night, and I saw him sweeping the parking lot when I came at 9 o'clock in the night. So this is a very amazing person. Thank you for your wonderful presence.
Just so everybody could see it, I was doing that. Just so everybody was seeing it, that's all I was doing. Just everybody, I mean, I did it so everybody could see that I was doing something.
Also very expert at making sure that we see it, so thank you.
I was just looking at this book here earlier, and I just came across two passages that resonated in my mind a long time ago, even before this book was published, and I always liked it, so it's very short, but I'll just share that with you. When appreciative Indians began praising Srila Prabhupada as a magician and miracle worker, he denied having any special powers. Here is an account given in Bombay, January 9, 1973. Yes, we should not be very proud that I have created wonderful. Why? Sometimes people, they give me so much honor. Swamiji, you have created wonderful. I do not feel as if I created wonderful. What have I done? I say that I am not a musician. I do not know how to create wonderful. I have simply presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. If there is any credit, this is only credit. Anyone can do it. The Bhagavad Gita is there, and anyone can present Bhagavad Gita as it is. So it is, it will act wonderful. I am not a musician. I do not know tricks of magic or in the yoga city. So my only credit is this. I do not want to mix with the pure Bhagavad Gita teachings any rascalism. That's all. This is my credit. And whatever little miracle has been done, only on this principle, that is all. So I remember that many times. And then we have that poster over in the corner. It says, I am simply presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I remember they think they made like about 10,000 of those, and they posted them all throughout the city. And we still have some of those left if somebody would like them. We have maybe a couple boxes of those from 1974. But if you'd like one, please let me know. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Jitendra Prabhu. Yadava Acharya Prabhu, may I request you to read your offering? Yeah. So, depending, can I get a show of hands of how many of you would like to make an offering to Prabhupada? Sorry. Yes, of course. Anyone else? You have something written down? Great. Anyone else? Stira? I'm asking so that if nothing else, then we'll ask the devotees whose spiritual masters' offerings are also there to read their spiritual masters. That way we have time to fill. Like I said, I encourage you to please jot down a few things if you like, but express to Prabhupada. There. Cell phones, can I ask you to please put your phone on vibrate mode? Whosever phone that is, thank you. This is His Grace Yadavacharya Prabhu, who's been with us in our congregation as one of those village elders, and very amazing personality, who took care of his two wonderful daughters very well, and now has been a pillar in the community for us, especially for me. Thank you. I should shut up.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, in my youth I struggled with many questions like, who am I? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Where do I come from? Where shall I go after death? Is there more to life than this? But no matter where I looked, I found no answers. And then by Krishna's mercy, I stumbled into your association. Your loving devotee started telling me that you have come down from the spiritual world to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. These words seemed like something from Mars. They said words like, to follow your instructions was the price for going back to Godhead. Wow, also Mars. I did not understand, but at least they were giving me a direction, even though it sounded strange. Then they said this Bhagavad Gita is meant for delivering persons from the nations of this material existence. Okay, maybe there is a better place than this. They said that you have given us the sweet taste of the holy name. Well, I have a tendency to babble. I will chant. Then I heard that I could see Krishna through my ears by chanting the holy name. What? Could never understand that one. Srila Prabhupada, now I realize that I live in a tunnel of my mind. Now that I know that you are the light at the end of that tunnel, let me surrender my mind and my heart at your lotus feet. Now I know that you are confidential servant of Sri Radha, and you are completely surrendered to Krishna. I am a minute and helpless soul. I fall at your lotus feet and beg, please don't ever kick me away. Or I will slip back into the darkness of that tunnel. Srila Prabhupada, by bowing down at your lotus feet, you shower us with the causeless mercy. You allow us to swim in the holy name and get the mercy of Sri Mahaprabhu. Without you, Without you, I would not know the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, nor the kindness of Lord Chaitanya. My eyes will never see the smiling face of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Lady Subhadra. You gave us Srimad Bhagavatam because by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord is established in the core of our hearts. You gave us devotional service, which enlivens the soul. You establish temples all over the world, so no matter where I go, I can have association of devotees. You have taught us the secret of success. Be humble, surrender to service, serve others, encourage others to serve Krishna. Now I know you have given me the most precious gift, not magic from Mars. You have taught me that Krishna is my best friend. You showed how to completely surrender to the Supreme Lord by your own example. You are so merciful that you have come down from the spiritual world to become the via medium between the conditioned souls and the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So if Krishna is so pleased with you, then if you can be pleased with me and show me a drop of your mercy, I can also become dear to Krishna. And become a worthy disciple. Srila Prabhupada, you always say that when excuse me, I wrote this at the last minute and you always say that you must always back up what you say with scripture. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 22nd chapter, 21st verse, purport, it is said, pure devotees are absorbed in thought of Krishna, that they have no other engagement. Although they may seem to think or act otherwise, they are always thinking of Krishna. The smile of such a Krishna-conscious person is so attractive that simply by smiling he wins so many admirers, disciples, and followers. Again in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 1st chapter, text 15 and purport, it is stated, pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of the prolonged use of the Ganges water, but one can be satisfied by one, but one can be sanctified at once by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 22:54, it is stated, the verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. It is said, a Krishna conscious person is never falsely puffed up. He is satisfied with his humble position as the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. You always preach by your example. That is why you are an acharya of the whole world. Now I am reading our spiritual master, the friend of all. There it is stated over and over by your God brothers and people that knew you for many years, how your humility captured their hearts. You would always say, I have no credit for myself, but I am trying to act as faithful servant of my Guru Maharaj and the previous predecessors, and just present without any alteration, the message which I have received from my spiritual master. Out of many millions wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of a creeper of devotional service. If we take shelter of such a spiritual master, we can become free from illusion, fear, and distress. If we wholeheartedly beg for the mercy without any deceit, then the spiritual master bestows all auspiciousness upon us. Soon there will appear a personality who will preach the holy name all over the world. This was predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada, you have fulfilled that prediction. On July 16, 1975, in San Francisco, a reporter asked, what will happen to the movement in the United States when you die? Your response was, I will never die. I shall live for my books, and you will utilize. You also said, only Lord Chaitanya can take my place. He will take care of the movement. Srila Prabhupada, I have no ability to praise you. I am only a beggar who is trying to get some mercy. So I pray to you, O Lord, when will my turn come to taste the nectar of your lotus feet? You know my heart. You watch me weep. Is my weeping not sincere enough to taste your loving association? When will those useless desires in my heart cease? When will I have a desire to serve you? Will I ever enter into the pastimes of your books? When will my heart shine with gratitude, knowing you are my best wisher? Death is creeping all around me. Lord, will I be strong enough to remember you when it comes for me? Like a child, I am fumbling through this material world with no direction, looking for broken pieces of glass. When will I become sincere and take shelter at your lotus feet? Incapable of doing anything useful, I fall at your lotus feet, praying, have mercy on this unfortunate disciple of yours, your servant, Yadavacharya Goswami Das.
Next, we'd like to invite His Grace Sarvopama Prabhu. Sarvopama Prabhu has been in the community also for a long while, and for the past few years he and his wife very diligently make all the beautiful flower arrangements that you see in front of Prabhupada and on the altar every week without fail in very beautiful ways. So we're very, very grateful to him and his wife.
Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pradishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavaye Pascheta Vishatarane. I'd like to present great thanks and gratitude to both Nityananda Pran Prabhu and Hemangi Mataji, who have very kindly invited me to participate in this amazing, wonderful, beautiful temple. The best I can do is I'll take maybe a couple minutes to offer an experience I had. There are three of them, but there's one in particular that it shows the power and glory of Srila Prabhupada. In 1976, so many of us went, we chartered two jets, we all went to India, and we ended up in Mayapur. And one day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said to me, you have to come with me. So I went with him, and he took me into Prabhupada's quarters. And he said, this is Sarvopama Das. He's a troublemaker, Prabhupada. And it caught me off guard. I didn't understand what was happening. And then Tamal Krishna explained to Prabhupada, he's a fault finder. This Sarvopama is a criticizer. He's always finding fault with none of the other devotees on Radha Damodar like him, because he's always finding fault and criticizing everyone. So I was very crestfallen there, you know, to hear this, and I knew it was true. But then Srila Prabhupada motioned that I should come up. And he said to me, in your case, I'm not exactly sure what he said, but it was something to the effect that he was saying to me, we're going to make an exception in your case. I'll give you one situation where you have my permission to criticize. I was happy to hear that. And he said, if you can go out and you can find a person who has not yet said Hare Krishna, then for that you can criticize them. So it took me like decades and decades, but just very recently I've discovered within the last year or so that this is actually the most amazing instruction. And this is what I do every day. I go out to dozens and dozens of people and I say, I make eye contact. If there's any way I can do it, I get people to say, what? Oh my God, you're beautiful. But what? And I'm saying to both Krishna and them, what does it mean though? What does it mean? Now the fact that you can say it perfectly without maybe knowing exactly what it means, you know what that says about you? Awesome! You can look from your heart. Me up in my head worrying stuff. You, God's in your heart. You're living God. God's directing your step. You don't have to worry. You have the secret to happiness. And if I have a book, they want it. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarupa Mahaprabhu. Next, I'd like to invite His Holiness Romapad Swami, who's been a father for the community here, someone that we all look up to, and he's been inspiring all of us, not just disciples, and helped build this community for over the last 20-some years, and so I would like to invite him to make us. We. Thank you. Then we have Rishabh Prabhu. You have something written, right? You have something written down? Okay. We're going to give priority for those who have written something, just so that we keep the service moving. Where is he? Go ahead, please, Rishabh Prabhu.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshunyavadi Prasaddeshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivada Gaurabhakta Dearest Srila Prabhupada Vijakshapada Var Hambura Vansi React to Lotus Feet Srila Prabhupada You are the savior of the fallen soul, which you made invisible for individuals all over the world, to become a devotee and become part of the Krishna consciousness. This is possible through books distribution, Krishna Prasad, and temple that you have built all over the world. I was a fallen soul at one point until I came into contact with ISKCON temple in Los Angeles in 1976. It was through reading your books and listening to your lectures that evoked me to become a devotee. I try to carry your instructions in such a way that I can please you. You are fallen. You are full of compassion and the fallen soul. So we need your mercy constantly and pray to you to please give us your kind blessings so that your instructions can be followed accordingly. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, you are still everything to us so that we can carry on with your Mission Spirit is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, empowered to serve you with every bit of energy. You always say to do preachings and prasad distribution is most important than management. You also say to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And this is what we are doing and following. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to invite Paramatma Prabhu next. As Paramatma Prabhu is getting ready, I have quick housekeeping things. One is Himangi is not here. Unfortunately, she has a severe hip pain issue that for the last couple of days has been intense. And then she had service this morning, which she does every year. Then one of the pujaris couldn't make it to the altar, so she added on an extra dressing service, and so she's unable to walk or move freely. So that's why she's not here, but she definitely wanted us to know that she's with us in spirit. And before Paramatma Prabhu begins, and I'm going to make this request again and again because people are coming in a little later, that line behind Prabhupada's tables, I'd like everyone to move up. Come here, there's ample space. So don't feel shy. Yeah, please move forward, there's so much space. Come move forward, because we're going to bring offerings for Prabhupada and we want them behind those screens. So please move up. And don't be shy. Thank you. There you go. Padma Prabhu, go ahead.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarini. Oh my dear Srila Prabhupada, the life in this world is full of suffering, and at least in my little life which I had, I did not see anybody who with full confidence give me an assurance that you can still sail over all these problems and come out of this and go back home back to Godhead, where which is a world full of happiness. I was searching for the happiness and a confused soul. I have been attending so many other lectures with so many different people, and every time whenever I hear from anyone, somehow that did not convince the heart. But when I met the devotees in Australia, Melbourne, they have understood that I am a very puffed up person, not really going to take Krishna consciousness with all the backgrounds of atheism. They showed me only a video of your ever well wisher, and that is where I was connected by seeing that by one of the very important line where you will say, I am your eternal well-wisher. And before that one single line, you say that you are telling to the Supreme Lord that you are an insignificant beggar. So that shows me that you are the personality of complete humble, complete surrender, which I haven't seen anywhere in this whole thing. As Srimad Bhagavatam tells, Titikshasva Karunikaha Sudraha Sarvadehi Suhrudaha Sarvadehinaha Ajata Shatravaha Shantaha Sadavaha Sadhu Bhushanam. It says the symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. So you are the personality who perfectly match with all the symptoms of a pure sadhu. I remember one time I was hearing the lecture in the morning walk, someone asking you that, oh Prabhupada, when you have written everything in the books, when we have everything going around, we learn in the association of the devotees, but why should I really have a guru? As you were walking forward, you took some steps behind, and actually, just like a lemon is squeezed, you squeezed one of the disciples' ear and told them, this is what I'm actually doing. that did not understood, and then he has to repeat it and tell that it is only Guru who can correct us when we are doing a mistake. That is really very important thing, that we should be ready for the corrections in us. I am a rascal, I am a puffed person, that I don't want to be corrected. That's where the books cannot correct me, it will only teach me. But you explain that only Guru can actually do that. The other point, in this world, everyone is trying to please. For example, a man may try to please wife or vice versa. An employee may please employer, or a businessman may please the customer. But you have explained us very clearly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, helping us to understand from your life that na utpadaye yadi ratim srama eva hi kevalam. It's all useless labor if I do not please Guru and Krishna. That's where you emphasize on, and you have exemplified by your life that one should learn how to remember the instructions of a Guru and serve Guru to please Krishna. Just by taking an instruction when in 1922 by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you made every attempt every single day meditating upon that you should go out and preach the whole world this Krishna conscious movement. So that helps me understand how I should be focused on the instruction of a Guru. That is the pleasing point for Krishna. And you are the grand spiritual master for all the disciples who are here who have not directly seen you. But we are gifted by wonderful lectures, by your wonderful transcripts, by your books. By every means, we can get the association of the senior Vaishnavas who are your disciples, showing us with examples, with experience, that how this bhakti can be performed, susukam kartum avyayam. Because bhakti is something which is to be done with full happiness. So, last but not the least, one other thing which I want to share is, it in the Padma Purana it is said, yeme bhakta jana partha name bhaktaschate janaha mad bhakta nam cha ye bhaktas teme bhakta tamamataha. That means Lord Krishna told to Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servants are factually my devotees. I humbly beg at your lotus feet, O dear Srila Prabhupada, please forgive my faults. I am trying my little efforts in this life. Please empower me, bless me, that I can eternally serve you, because I am eternally indebted to you. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Thank you. I'd like to invite Stira Devidasi. I'd like to encourage the granddaughters of Srila Prabhupada to step up and express. He always had a soft corner for his female followers, because he was one of those pioneer personalities who really encouraged women to take up amazing services for Krishna. So please don't be shy. And if you would like to express something, you have something written, jot down something, please raise your hand and get my attention. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, you have given us wonderful gifts, kirtan, temples, devotees, a devotional lifestyle, enormous ways to serve you and Krishna. I'm grateful to you for giving us spiritual guidance through your wonderful books, most valuable gift to the human society. I kept hearing the books are the most valuable gift you have given us, but it was difficult for me to believe. Krishna helped me believe, and here is how he helped me. I moved to US from India 4 years back. That time was very bewildering for me. The cultural shock of being in the West all by myself, away from my family, was bizarre. I approached a devotee and expressed my heart. The devotee said, "Please read Srimad Bhagavatam." I said, "I don't understand anything when I read." The devotee said, "Never mind, please read." I had faith in your devotee and I started to read. It has been a pleasurable, insightful, and amazing exploration for me. It held me together, kept me focused on the goal of life, helped me remind my mind is messing with me and I should not go with my mind. These everyday reminders in the way of reading Srimad Bhagavatam is the most helpful gift to me from you. Although I have never met you, I get this opportunity of knowing you by reading your books. I'm now reading the 7th canto where Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Narasimha Dev. He does not want to go back to Godhead alone. He requests the Lord to please deliver all conditioned souls. The wonderful pastime, teachings, and this higher consciousness to which I had no access, you are giving me that access by your books. I have a goal to complete my first reading of Srimad Bhagavatam by end of this year, and I seek your blessings to endeavor from my heart to read your books. Your aspiring servant, Sira Devda.
Next, I'd like to invite Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu.
నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు స్పీక్ ఆన్ 3 డిఫరెంట్ టాపిక్స్. వన్ ఇస్ హౌ యు అట్రాక్టెడ్ మీ, సెకండ్ ఇస్ హౌ యు ఆర్ మెయింటైనింగ్ మీ, అండ్ థర్డ్ విల్ బి మై ప్రేయర్ at your lotus feet. So, I came to ISKCON in 1996. It was in California, Berkeley. When I entered the temple, I did not feel like it was a temple. Krishna is all attractive, but he was not attractive to me. Because of my background as a South Indian, I was thinking temple is totally different. Kirtan was not attractive to me. Dancing was not attractive to me. And that day, unfortunately, prasadam was also not to my taste. So, I was about to leave, but when I went outside, I saw the book table. And the first thing I noticed was your Bhagavad Gita as it is. And that attracted me. So, it was $10. I gave $10 donation. I purchased it and started reading it. The points that you have mentioned in your purports felt like weapons going into my heart, because all the fools and rascals, I was thinking it was me. And all those wonderful presentation of the Shastric principles pierced my heart, and lo and behold, the pierce should have pained my heart, but I started liking that pain. After some time, I got your tapes through one of your devotees, and I started hearing, and I still remember the conviction in which you spoke. At that time, it just went into my heart and it touched my heart. Then I again, after a few months, visited ISKCON temple. This time, the temple attracted me. Krishna was very attractive. The kirtan was so melodious and attractive. And the prasadam was very attractive. I changed. You attracted me, Srila Prabhupada, through your purports. And I would like to go to the next topic, how you are maintaining me. So every time I go into any situation, I only take shelter of your purports. Be it Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Charitamrita, any of your books. I just go delve into those purports, and that gives me all the necessary answers and soothes me from my pain. For example, I just want to quote one example. Recently, I was studying Gajendra Moksha Leela, and just one purport, you are speaking about reversals, Srila Prabhupada. It had close to 14 points properly arranged in a way that if a reversal happens, how one should accept it? Second, what should he do? And the third, or what should he act? And if he accepts it that way, and if he acts in that way, how will Krishna reciprocate? It was so good. It was just one purport, not even pages. It was just some 15 to 20 sentences. And it had so much in it. And I just read it so many times. And this is how, Srila Prabhupada, you are maintaining me through your wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports. And my prayer today, on this auspicious day of your appearance day, I pray to your lotus feet to continue purifying me through your purports and make me an instrument to effectively use the same arrows to bring more souls to take shelter of your lotus feet. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Next, I'd like to call on Naveen Krishna Das. Is he here? Okay, Naveen. Can I see a show of hands? Anyone else has a written offering? You have something written down, Prabhu? Okay. Sure. I'll give you the mic.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनां शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति सुखदान्तिकम् नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नाम ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस ओकेशन ऑफ 123rd व्यास पूजा आई वुड लाइक टू ग्लोरीफाई फ्यू क्वालिटीज Though there are unlimited good qualities and wonderful things you have done, Srila Prabhupada, for whole entire world, but for my purification and for your glorification, I'm just written small offering at your lotus feet. Dear Srila Prabhupada, as a blind person cannot make a difference between the gold and iron and any color. There are many religious people have laid down many things in the name of spirituality and the poison whole world with their works. But by your mercy and by your purports, you have them washed away completely and clearly given the knowledge of Lord Krishna and Vedanta philosophy. In sage Vyasa, he has given the supreme knowledge to entire world, but mundane brain like me cannot understand even a single word. By your mercy and by your purport, I can understand little bit and apply in my practical life. The purports which you have given me is wonderful and amazing. Without purport, I cannot understand who Krishna is and what bhakti is. Srila Prabhupada, you are the fountain end of all knowledge and capacity carrying of any task which is impossible for ordinary person. You have done it very easily. So please shower me same kind of mercy so that I can continue my devotional service and progress in spiritual life. And in your presence, so Srila Prabhupada, you have given everything for us in the name of bhakti and gave everything which human form requires. But due to laziness and due to negligence, I have neglected so many things. But whenever I read your purports, whenever I hear your lectures, it's giving me a basic knowledge so that I can continue my devotional service and ever indebted to you. It is impossible to do bhakti in this age of Kali, but still you've given everything in a simple way. Though I was born in a Brahmin family, but I was doing all kind of sinful activities, but my parents encouraged me to do pious activities like doing everyday Archavigra Puja and reciting all the Vedic mantras, but I have all neglected those because I don't know the meaning of that. By your mercy, you've given me everything in a simple form, why we should do it, for what we should do it. Please release me the bond of material cycle of birth and death. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangu Langhayate Girim Yat Kripata Mahambande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali verse 72 quotes Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's verse glorifying a devotee's faith in Krishna. The verse goes this way. Na vayam kavayo na tarkika na cha vedanta nitanta paragaha na cha vadi nivarakaha param kapata kaishora kinkaraha. This is translated by Kushakartha Prabhu as: we are not poets, we are not logicians, we are not philosophers who have crossed to the farther shore of Vedanta. We are not eloquent debaters, we are the servants of a rascal cowherd boy. Following Srila Rupa Goswami, you emphasized for us that our goal is not to become great poets who might lose themselves in the decorative words of expression. You cautioned us from becoming logicians instead of having a simple-hearted approach of hearing from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Logic is compelling, but not always conclusive. You protected us, as Krishna did for Arjuna, from the flowery language of the Vedas, where one can continue ad nauseam about what is the right path for a human being.
You showered us in your morning walks how to stump debaters by being firm in simple yet profound truths about who we are, who Krishna is, and the best way to reach him. Amazingly, you taught us how to use all of these to glorify Kishore Kishori. Yet, you are making us lose one piece at a time daily to this Kapata Kishora, transcendently deceiving Kishora, by making us his servants. His deception is in giving us a taste for his service and the company of his devotees, even when we might be unwilling. Srila Prabhupada, please continue to lead me despite my being distracted, irritated, or downright stubborn in my own ways. I beg you that as you lead your retinue of great Paramahamsas, mighty generals, esteemed scholars, skilled managers, prolific writers and artists, mellifluous kirtaniyas, strict pujaris, and amazing devotees, that you once in a while look back and make sure that I'm there in line. Without your divine grace, I have no hope in this life or the many other that might follow. With gratitude, your servant, Nityananda Prandas. Do we have any more written offerings? Okay. You have something written down? I'm very, very happy to hear that. Please come. This is Priya Charana Devi Dasi.
Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Dearest Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you. I am here only because of your causeless mercy and that I even made an attempt in my life to accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That day when I walked into the temple, I wanted to have the Darshan Arti, but I ran late. And I landed up coming in for your Guru Puja. And all the time I was like, my heart was like, oh, I missed it. And I didn't realize how it was more merciful to have you and attend your Guru Puja than even seeing Krishna, because I do not have the eyes to see Krishna. Few years now, I see how merciful you are that you even make me come to see in front of Krishna. You pulled me, dragged me, and whatever it was needed to just keep at your lotus feet. In my neophyte stage, I couldn't understand why devotees would jump and sway every time they would hear your word, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Now that I'm a few years in your family, I still pray that in my heart I can jump and sway every time I think of you. Life came a U-turn after coming into contact with you, your books, devotees. I cannot even fathom the sacrifices you made just to please your spiritual master and just to save us all. It'll probably take me lifetimes to even understand theoretically that service, satisfying Guru and Krishna is the goal of my life. I do not know to distribute books, to preach, or do anything that pleases you the most. But now that I'm somehow here in your family, I only desire to stay within your big house you built for all of us. I really pray that I follow the regulations and chanting that you put forward till the end of my life, and whatever births it might take to continue forward. Like Prabhu was mentioning, grandfathers are always more merciful than our own parents. Kindly keep me at my lotus feet and be, let me be a humble servant of my spiritual master and to it. On this glorious appearance day, I'm grateful for all that you brought into my life, all the sacrifices you have done. Please give me the little intelligence that I do not do anything reverseful in my life to jump off this ship, knowing that any time I get out of the ship is only danger in this ocean of nations. Your grateful servant, Priya Charanadas.
Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to request all of you to stand up, and in a few minutes, not yet, come here. We will have flower petals for all of you, that as we recite the Pushpanjali prayers, at the end of it, we'd like you to come and offer those flower petals to Srila Prabhupada. Whatever petals you get, you're going to use it 3 times. Okay, so make sure you ration them accordingly. You're going to use it 3 times after we recite the Pushpanjali prayers. After Pushpanjali prayers, we'll be offering Arati to Srila Prabhupada. And after that is Mahaprasadam upstairs. At 12:40, we would like about 5 volunteers to help serve Prasadam. I know many of us are fasting, but can I see 5 hands who would like to serve? I see 8. Over to the first 5. Okay? Please make it upstairs to the 3rd floor. Whoever is the first 5 or 6 devotees, please help in serving out prasadam. Okay? So at 12:40, please make your way upstairs. Those who are volunteers. Everyone else will go at 1 o'clock. Okay? So that's that. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have a video presentation here in the temple room about Srila Prabhupada's life and his fantastic achievements, and hearing from those persons who were with Prabhupada during those momentous occasions and what was happening. So we get a little behind the scenes peek in, as we see those wonderful videos of Prabhupada. So that will be from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here in the temple room. Please have your dinner and come. Okay, because we'd like to end the day at 8 o'clock when the temple closes. We will not be hosting dinner, or that's why we kept it 7. So whatever you need to do, please. But come at 7 o'clock for this video presentation. Okay, so now is the time. We all rise. And in a minute or so, as you get all your flower petals, we will recite the Pushpanjali prayers. So there are some devotees with plates of flower petals. Please make your way there to get your Pushpanjali flower petals. One second. Okay, so please make sure and come forward. We're going to recite. We're inviting His Holiness Romapad Swami to recite the Pushpanjali prayers. Did everyone get the flower petals? Anyone who did not get, please raise your hand. Flower petal Prabhus and Matajis, please make sure that everyone gets flower petals. Okay. And we need to move this table out.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshudan Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitanscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhuttare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Svamin Itti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhuttale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhyaya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupa Nuga Virudha opposite Hanta Dvanta Hadine. Namo Gora Kishoraya. Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye. Vipralambarasambode. Padambu Jayate Namaha. Namo Bhaktivinodaya. Sachit Ananda Namine. Gora Shakti Sarupaya. Rupa Nugavarayate. Gora Virbhava Bhumestvam. Nirdeshta Sarjana Priyaha. Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha. Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Bhavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Namne Gorutvishe Namaha. Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupasarupakam. Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam. Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. E Krishna Karuna Sindho. Dina Bando Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Surato Pangor. Mama Manda Matirgati. Matsarvasva Padam Bhoja. Radha Madana Mohana. Divya Vrindaranya. Kalpadrumadaha. Srimad Ratnagara. Singhasanasto. Srimad Radha. Srila Govinda Devo. Prishthalibhi. Sevyamano Smarami. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi. Vangshivata Tata Stittaha. Karshan Venus Vanair Gopir. Gopinatha Shriyastanaha. Taptakanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanusute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar. Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. Swamin Itti Namine. Namaste Sarasate Deve. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirviseshu Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatadine. His divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatadine. His divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatadine. His divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Samsarada Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Samsaradava nalalida loka dhanaya karunya gana gana tvam. Samsaradava nalalida loka dhanaya karunya. Prahaptasya kalyanam gunanavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Vaditra Madhyay Manasura Sena Romanchakampa Shutaranga Bacho Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Romanchakampa Vigahara Dhana Nityanana Shingara Sanman Viramarjanado Yuktasya Bhaktam Chaniyunjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Yuktasya Bhaktam Chaturvidashi Bhagavad Prasada Swadana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan Bhagavad Prasada Kritraiva Triptim Vajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Kritraiva Triptim Vajata Sadaiva Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhurya Nila Guna Rupa Namna Pratikchana Swanana Lalupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Kunjayo no rati keli se jai Yaya libi yukti ra pekshaniya Tatyati daksha dati valabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda. Sakshadari Twina Samachashashe Uktastata Bhavyatai Vasasi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanarvindam Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Vyayantu vam tasya yasya chitandhya Vande Guru Shri Charanarvindam Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda
Prabhupada ki.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashatyadi Chatarine Namaste Saraswati Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Bye.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमचार श्रीमान गे श्री भक्त नंद स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमान गे भक्ति सिद्धांत प्रभुपाद महाराज की आनंद गौड़ी वैष्णविंद की रामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गौर धाम की मायापुर धाम की वृंदावन धाम की अयोध्यापुरी धाम की मथुरा धाम की द्वारका धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया की यमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की श्री श्री गौर निथाय की जगन्नाथ जी बलदेव जी सुभद्रा देवी की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की शीला प्रभु पाद के शीला प्रभु पाद के शीला प्रभु पाद के निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे नमस्ते नरसिंहाय प्रहलाद दायिने हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्षः शिलाटङ्कनखालये तो नरसिंह पर तो नरसिंह यत यतो यामित तो नरसिंह बहिर नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह नरसिंह मदिं शरणं प्रपदे ओ नरसिंह मदिं शरणं प्रपदे तव कर कमलवरे नकामद्भुत सिंहा दलिता हिरण्यकशिपुर तनुवृङ्गा केशवदेत नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे ता केशवदेता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय नरहरि जय नरहरि जय नरहरि जय नरहरि ओ हरे कृष्णा
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Shri Bhagavan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Kishore Kishore ki, Gaur Nithai ki, Jagannath ji, Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.
हे काल जेफले बिस सागरे तारमती जिबाईटी लोहो माय सुरमती ताकिस ताकत न संसारे कृष्णा बड़ाया मोय कोडी बार जीबा जाय स्वप्रसान दिलो बाय Srinamrita Pau Radha Krishna Guna Gau Preme Daku Sita Nitai Jenima Jenitai Jenima Jenitai Jenima Jenitai Sisi Kishore Kishore Mahaprasadam Ki Jai Pretty well.